Have you ever sat on the ramp at dawn, coffee going cold, staring at a sky that can't decide what it wants to be? Not clear, not socked in, just in between. That's the morning I want to talk about today. I'm Pattern, and this is Traffic Pattern here on Radio Hangar right now. As we speak, EAA AirVenture is in full swing up at Whitman Regional in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Airplanes pouring in from every direction. And the single most important decision most of those pilots made this week had nothing to do with stick and rudder. It was a weather call they made on the ground before the prop ever turned. So let's walk through this together. How do you build a real go, no-go weather decision when the forecast is marginal and the destination is the busiest airport on the planet? Before we get into it, a quick shout out to our friends at aviationsoul.com. They make challenge coins for every step of the journey. Got your first solo? There's a coin for that. Private pilot? Instrument? Commercial? They've got you covered. It's a great way to mark the milestones that matter. AviationSoul.com. Now let's set the scene. You're flying into Oshkosh. That means you're flying the AirVenture arrival, the one spelled out in the big NOTAM that EAA publishes every year. The Fisk arrival. You fly to a little town called Ripon. You follow the railroad tracks northeast to Fisk. And a controller standing in a field looks up at your airplane and tells you to rock your wings. Here's the thing nobody tells you when you're planning that flight. The Fisk arrival is a visual arrival, purely visual. You're flying 1,500 feet above the ground at 90 knots, half a mile behind another airplane you have to keep in sight, following railroad tracks with your own eyeballs. That procedure does not work in marginal weather. It just doesn't. So the weather call you make isn't just can I legally fly, it's can I fly this specific, demanding, see and be seen procedure safely? Those are two very different questions. Let me tell you something I wish someone told me when I was training. Legal and safe are not the same word. The regulations give you minimums. Marginal VFR, by definition, is ceilings between 1,000 and 3,000 feet, or visibility between 3 and 5 miles. You can be perfectly legal in marginal VFR, and you can also be completely set up to fail on an arrival that assumes you can see traffic a mile out and pick a railroad line out of the Wisconsin farmland. So here's how I want you to build your decision tree, not a gut feeling, a structured walk through the information the same way every morning, so that when your brain is tired and excited and a little bit get-there-itis, you have a process to fall back on. Start the night before. Always start the night before. Pull up the terminal aerodrome forecast for Whitman Regional and for your departure field. But don't stop there. This is a cross-country weather is a moving picture, not a snapshot. Pull the graphical forecasts for aviation, the GFA, and actually look at the ceiling and visibility panels along your whole route. Step through the time slider. Watch where the low ceilings are, and more importantly, watch which way they're moving and when they're forecast to lift. The examiner on your checkride is looking for exactly this, by the way. When they ask you to brief across country, they don't want you to read numbers off a screen. They want to see you build a mental model. Where's the weather now? Where's it going? And what's my out? Now, the morning of. This is where the decision tree really lives. Element 1, ceilings, not the forecast ceiling. The actual reported ceiling right now and the trend over the last few hours, is it climbing or is it sinking? A 1,000-foot ceiling that's been rising 200 feet an hour is a very different animal from a 1,000-foot ceiling that's been dropping. Same number, opposite decision. Remember, the Fisk arrival wants you at 1,500 feet above the ground? If the ceiling is at 1,200, there is no arrival. You're not squeezing underneath at 800 feet into the busiest traffic funnel in aviation. That's not a plan. That's a hazard. Element 2. Visibility. The arrival is built on seeing the airplane ahead of you and keeping half a mile of spacing. Legal VFR might be 3 miles. But think about what 3 miles of visibility actually looks like when you're doing 90 knots and there are 40 other airplanes in the same slice of sky. 3 miles in haze, looking into a morning sun, is not a lot of room to spot traffic. Be honest with yourself about that. Element 3. Wind and the crosswind component. Oshkosh runs multiple runways and even puts airplanes down on colored dots on the same strip of pavement. You may not get the runway you want, so run the crosswind number for every runway they might assign you, against your personal limit and the airplane's demonstrated crosswind. If the wind is howling across the only runway in use, marginal ceilings might be the least of your problems. Element 4, and this is the one people skip. The out. Where do you go when it doesn't work? Because on a marginal day, the arrival gets shut down. It happens. The weather drops below VFR and Fisk stops accepting airplanes. You need a hold, you need a divert field, and you need the fuel to use it. Fond du Lac is right there to the south for exactly this reason. If you don't have a written, fueled, briefed alternative before you launch, you don't actually have a plan to arrive. You have a hope. Let me put this together with a real scenario. It's 7 in the morning, your TAF said the ceiling would lift to 3,000 by 9. You walk out, and the actual observation is a broken layer at 1,400, visibility 4 miles in mist. Legally, you could go, it's marginal VFR, but it's VFR run the tree. Ceiling 1,400, and the last three observations show it has been slowly rising. Good sign, but you're right at the edge for a 1,500-foot arrival. Visibility 4 in mist into the morning sun, with heavy traffic. That's tight. And here's the honest read. Everything has to go right for this to work, and you're launching into a 2-hour flight betting on a forecast improvement that hasn't happened yet. Here's the discipline. You don't have to cancel the trip. You just have to not launch into the arrival yet. Wait 2 hours. Let the ceiling do what the TAF promised it would do. Watch the trend confirm the forecast before you commit. The airplane doesn't care if you show up at 9 instead of 7. Oshkosh will still be there, that waiting, that willingness to sit on the ground with a cup of coffee while the sky sorts itself out. That's not weakness. That's the whole game. The pilots who get into trouble on that arrival aren't the ones who lacked skill. They're the ones who let the calendar make a decision that the weather should have made. Learning to fly is hard, and getting to Oshkosh under your own power is one of the great feelings in all of aviation. I'm not going to tell you it's easy, because it isn't. But a good weather decision is a skill you can practice, the same as steep turns or short field landings. Build the tree, run it the same way every time. Let the trend, not the clock, tell you when to go. Thanks to the FAA for the aviation weather products and to EAA for publishing the AirVenture NOTAM that makes that arrival possible every year. You can find us at radiohangar.com. Fly the weather you have, not the weather you were promised. I'll see you in the pattern.